On Friday, House Speaker John Boehner announced he's quitting Congress at the end of October to protect the party from, quote, leadership turmoil. He said the move was long in the works, but news analysts suggest that the Pope's visit and the growing strength of the GOP's far-right flank may have spurred it. It's a flank that threatens to shut down the government next week if funding for Planned Parenthood isn't cut off for a year. Here's Tennessee Republican Phil Rowe at the end of last week.
I've seen the videos, and I can tell you that is not health care.
Rowe is talking about the now infamous Planned Parenthood sting videos released by an anti-abortion group called the Center for Medical Progress. In them, Planned Parenthood officials are seen discussing impassively, even callously, the cost of transferring fetal organs and tissues to researchers. Or as some newscasters on Fox have described them,
the undercover videos of Planned Parenthood officials talking cavalierly about crushing babies to preserve their organs for tissue procurement out there.
You're not going to believe what they caught this time. They're talking about full babies intact.
The release of the videos have added kindling to the long blazing debate over abortion, one which the media and the polls paint as intractably black and white.
Coming up, abortion still divides these United States, and both sides are at war on the issue.
Americans have been divided over the issue of abortion since the Supreme Court decided Roe v. Wade almost 40 years ago.
Americans remain deeply divided on this issue. 49% believe abortion should be legal in most or all cases all of the time. 48% believe abortion should be illegal, with exceptions or banned outright. So that split couldn't be any closer.
But that split, says public opinions researcher Tressa Undum, doesn't tell the full story. In fact, she says the problem is that most polling on abortion is based on a question that is both outdated and profoundly misleading.
One group believes abortion should be legal in all cases or most cases. That's about half of the public. And then about half of the public, they report saying abortion should be illegal except in the cases of rape, incest, and mother's health, or it should never be legal. So that's how it's been measured over time for many, many years.
When you conducted your poll for Vox recently, you began with similar questions. Did you get similar results?
Yes, we did. We got 46% saying abortion should be legal in all or most cases, and 50% saying only legal in rape, abuse, and mother's health, or never legal.
But then you drilled down on specifically the 34% of people who believe abortion should be legal only in rare circumstances. And you found a mess of contradictions. Let's start with their opinions on Roe v. Wade.
53% do not want to overturn Roe, which guarantees a woman's constitutional right to an abortion. I would not expect that. We also, you know, there's been a recent wave of hundreds of anti-abortion restrictions. So we gave them some information and said, do you think these restrictions are going in the right direction or wrong direction? 45% of this group who says legal only in rare cases say the restrictions are going in the wrong direction. When we ask, give us a word or two that describes how you feel about these restrictions, they say disturbed, they say horrified, offensive, ridiculous, sad, shameful, sucks.
Half of them used words like that, right? Others used words like needed, overdue, thrilled, encouraging.
Yes, exactly. But I would expect 90% of that group to say the restrictions are okay or I agree with them, and we just didn't find that.
You did something that I don't know that I've seen before, and that is you drilled down on what people thought of abortion in relation to their own personal lives.
Of that group who wants it in just rare cases, we asked, if a close friend or family member told you she decided to have an abortion, would you give her a lot of support, some support, a little, no support? 77% say they would give her support. 64% say they want it to be affordable. 59% say without added burdens. 58% would not want her to feel shame. Typical polling questions on abortion don't reflect how people experience this issue in real life. So we said, think about a woman who's decided to have an abortion. How would you want the experience to be for her? And then we said, non-judgmental, without pressure, supportive, without added burdens, affordable.
Wait a minute. You provided them with those potential options?
Yes. And we said, would you want it to be this way or not?
Aren't you stacking the deck there a little?
Well, here's the problem. We're trying to measure opinion on restrictions. There's been hundreds of restrictions passed in the past 5 years. The problem is people don't know anything about abortion. They don't know whether it's affordable. Is it safe? Is it accessible? You know, and some of these restrictions actually dictate that the doctor lie to women about the risks of abortion. When there's not a base of knowledge of what the environment is, it's hard to pull on those exact policies. So instead, we said, should it be informed by medically accurate information? Okay, that might seem biased, but in states around the country, doctors have to say abortion might cause breast cancer, and every doctor disagrees with that. So that's what we're trying to get at, measuring how they want the experience, which all these restrictions are about the experience, without people having to know what the status quo is. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, actually it does. It still is problematic, you'd agree, right?
Yeah, that's why this issue is so hard. I've worked on the environment, I worked on education, I worked on all kinds of healthcare, I've worked on LGBT issues. This is the very hardest issue to get at really how people feel on abortion. And in my mind, it's nearly impossible to get through survey research. My best understanding of how people feel about this issue comes from qualitative research. Because people don't have any information. They don't know anything. It's kind of like Obamacare. When we poll on that, the people who oppose it believe all of these things that aren't part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think opinion hasn't changed on the Affordable Care Act. Opinion hasn't changed on abortion in decades either. And I think part of the reason is there's a stigma about it. So we don't really talk about it. It comes up during election time. And people see it as a political issue. And every news article, it's a spokesperson from the pro-choice side, from the pro-life side, and then that's it. It's not a robust conversation. There's not a dialogue or learning about, okay, 1 in 3 women will have an abortion in their lifetime. People don't know that. They don't realize insurance doesn't cover it. They don't realize they might have to travel 100 miles. And people do have complex feelings. I mean, people do feel like you are ending a potential life. And they feel it's up to a woman to decide. This is a very gray issue, which is another reason why it's very hard to use survey research. And that standard measure that's been used, you know, it's archaic, frankly.
You mean the standard measure, do you think it should be illegal? Archaic because it's been legal for 42 years?
Yes, yes. In 40 years, are we going to ask, should the Affordable Care Act be repealed? I know we might think, yes, we probably will, but no, we won't. We might ask, do you support, you know, everybody having access to insurance or whatever? We might be debating that, but we're not going to be asking polling questions about should it be repealed, you know? We're not asking polling questions about the Civil Rights Act. Vox did a person on the street interview in a little video they put together. And this young guy, he says, I believe abortion is wrong.
I'm Christian, so I'm, what do you call it, pro-life. It's a life you're taking. Like, it's really considered murder because the baby has a fetal heartbeat. The baby's alive. So I think when the baby gets a heartbeat, that should be the cutoff point. That's just my stance. I'm not the kind of guy, like, I want everyone to follow my stance. All these laws that are, like, making it more difficult for women to get abortion, I think that's crazy.
And his exact opinion is why it's so hard to poll. I could hear that in a focus group and understand it. But in a poll, he would be labeled as Christian. He would be, it's illegal in all cases. He would be, it's murder at the heartbeat. But then he says, that's just what I believe. I don't need everybody else to believe what I believe. So this is hard.
Okay, one of the reasons we're talking about this now is because defunding Planned Parenthood is currently at the center of a fight that could potentially shut down the government. And there are the undercover videos of Planned Parenthood officials discussing fetal tissue. We heard it in the most recent debate. What do you think is the impact of all this kind of discussion now in the news on public opinion about abortion?
Zero. I think this is a non-moment. This is a non-issue. You know, I talk to voters all the time in focus groups. Last night I was in Cleveland. Planned Parenthood came up. People see it as a political issue that they're not sinking their teeth in. Yes, 20% of the public who says it needs to be illegal in all cases, they're vocal. This is very important to them. Among other people, it's just like another political attempt. So yes, this moment is going to pass. And guess what? It's not going to change. What would change opinion is if the debate around this, the dialogue about this was more about information. Who has abortions? What are the laws around it? What do we want it to be like? But that I don't see at all.
Tressa, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Tressa Undum is a pollster at the public opinion research firm Perry Undum.